brought to you by Penguin.
The Metal Heart by Caroline Lee. Read by Ariel Free, Simone Labib, and David Monteith.
Prologue. The Girls, Selkie Home, Orkney, September 1942. Of all the ways to die, drowning must be the most peaceful. Water above, sounds cushioned, womb dark. Drowning is a return to something before the knife blade of living. It is the death we would choose if the choice was ours to make. It is the death we would choose for others too, if we loved them enough. The sea is cold, filling our noses when we surface. We dive back beneath the water to tug the foot free. Everything is blurred as the waves crash into the barriers. We clutch each other, kicking furiously to stop ourselves being smashed into the rocks, watching the pale body drift back and forth with each tidal tug. Above the waves, the storm churns. People on land will be smothering their lights, shutting out the lashing rain, the threat from passing planes and unseen monsters. They will believe the Stour Worm is in a fury. The body is silent now, motionless, apart from the movement of the waves. Our lungs burn. Moments ago, scrabbling nails had clawed at us and fingers had reached for our hands, a fierce, desperate tug, a final watery shriek, then sudden stillness. The eyes fixed open, as if the body was alive and breathing brine, like some creature of myth. We help each other from the water, both sobbing. And then we work to get the body from the sea, to free the clothing where it is snagged on the rocks. We dive in again and again. Our lungs ache, our muscles shudder, our hands grow numb and our fingers slip from the body's slick skin. Finally, it comes free. We drag it upwards onto the barrier that the prisoners built. We'd watch them laying down stone, unspooling barbed wire, changing the shape of our island, and bringing chaos to our doorstep. Even before the war arrived here, before the guns and the guards and the iron huts full of foreign prisoners, Orkney hadn't been a safe place. People have their own beliefs this far north. Their laws are ancient and quick and brutal. These islands teeter on the edge of the world. Once Orkney would have been a blank on a map. Terra incognita, some skinny-shanked sailor's drunken dream, the land rising out of the fog and disappearing again before he could set foot on the shape his finger traced on the murky horizon. There are 100 sunken tombs on these islands where we could hide the body. Deep pits in the ground, covered with rock and earth, surrounded by the ragged incisors of standing stones that rear skywards. But they are too far away. Instead, we begin to drag it towards the quarry, where there will be shelter from the wind's bite and rocks enough for a burial. The walls of the quarry rise dark around us. The wind snaps our hair over our faces, whipping tears from our eyes. We scrabble in the rubble, our hands wet and numb, until we find 7 stones of a good size. We place them on the body, according to the ceremony. One on the forehead to still the beating thoughts. One on the chest to quiet the hammering heart. One in each hand, and one on each foot to end all movement. And a final pebble in the mouth to stop the breath. Without such precautions, the dead are restless and tormented, and have been known to haunt the living. We say the rhyme. Take blood and breath and flesh and bone, take all between these 7 stones. Finally, we take the metal heart from our pocket and place it on the chest, above the space where the living heart used to beat. We turn away so we cannot press our lips to the cold skin. The feel of that cooling flesh will be too much. It is finished. We can do no more to say farewell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?